In a little town called Coorg in Karnataka in southern India, there was an 11-year-old boy called Rohan Bopanna. And like most 11-year-olds, Rohan loved running around and playing with his friends. His parents noticed that Rohan was quite athletic and they decided that, you know, he should pursue a sport. That's how most parents of 11-year-olds think. So they went ahead and enrolled Rohan in a tennis coaching academy. Rohan began playing tennis and he started enjoying the game. One day, his coach came to his parents and told them, "I am sorry, but I don't think your son is very talented. I don't think he's pretty good at playing tennis at all. So I don't know if you really want him to continue the game." Rohan heard this feedback. He was quite troubled. Remember, he was 11 years old. So my guess is he would have felt a little disheartened. Unfortunately for his coach and fortunately for Rohan, he loved the game so much that this feedback did not deter him from continuing to play tennis. So Rohan just plodded on. He's been playing tennis for many years. And last weekend, Rohan Bopanna was ranked number one in the world of men's doubles tennis.
Hi there, you're listening to What's New Today, a kids and family podcast channel about current events shaping our world. This is your host Sangeeta from India. As in every episode, I have a very cheerful face joining me.
My name is Arjun and I study in 5th standard in Hansraj Moraji Public School. I live in Mumbai, Andheri West.
Welcome Arjun. This is the first time I am speaking to you, but I know you've been listening to the podcast channel for a little while. How did you find the shift from, you know, watching YouTube videos to listening to a podcast? I'm assuming you're listening to it on Spotify or Apple Podcast or something like that.
Yes, I was listening to on Spotify. Yeah, it was quite good. Sometimes I like animation, but mostly just listening.
Mostly just listening. How lovely. So shall we tell our listeners what we are going to talk about?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about Rohan Bopanna, who just recently became world rank number one in men's doubles.
So Arjun, do you follow tennis at all?
Yes, sometimes I do.
Which sport do you love to follow the most?
I love to follow football.
Who's your favorite player? Do you follow a particular club in football?
Yeah, my favorite player is Messi.
Okay, so the GOAT is Messi for you.
Yes, and I follow actually 2-3 clubs. One of them is Inter Miami.
Because of Messi?
Messi. Hmm. One is Barcelona. And the third is Real Madrid.
Wonderful. Unfortunately, today we're not just going to be talking about football. We're really going to be talking about tennis. But, you know, I thought I'd start with a tiny little story. Imagine that your parents had sent you off to play football or let's say tennis. They thought that, you know, tennis is a nice sport that you could pick up and you start playing tennis. You're good at it, but you're not the best. This is just an imaginary situation, Arjun. I really don't know how good or bad you are at tennis. But let's just imagine this, right? Remember, you're good at it. You're like at number 4 or number 5, but you're not the best. You go on like this for 5 years. Would you have the enthusiasm to continue after that?
Yes, of course I will have enthusiasm. I will try to practice more and get to that level.
Of number 1. Okay, now let's stretch that. So let's say you start playing at grade 1, okay? So you're saying till grade 5, you will still remain focused and excited. Let's say now you've reached grade 10. You still not reach number 1. You're still at number 4, number 5 level. Will you still want to continue after that?
Yes, but I would start to look for new opportunities since I've been trying for so long.
So what do you mean by new opportunities?
Like some other sports or another career.
So you would not pursue tennis coaching?
I would probably get into chess or football.
Yeah, something else where you think you might have be better skilled or talented, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where I think there's a difference between normal people like you and me and a person like Rohan Bopanna comes. So I think you are ahead of me because you are willing to give it a shot even after the fifth year. I may have given up in just like the first 3-4 years if I were not winning any medals. Rohan Bopanna, who started playing professional tennis in 2003, had not won a single Grand Slam or, you know, one of those big tournament medals all the way till 2017. So he had played for 14 long years. He was not ranked anywhere in the top few in the world for 14 long years. So just as a trivia, so in 2017, Rohan Bopanna did win one medal, a Grand Slam gold in mixed doubles at the French Open in 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow!
So Arjun, when you read the news articles and when you saw the videos of, you know, Rohan Bopanna playing in the Australian Open finals that happened very recently, what did you feel?
Yeah, I was so shocked. Like, he was 43 years old and still playing very well. It was mind-blowing.
Absolutely, yeah. Most people retire, you know, by the time they're in their 40s. Here is a man who's not anywhere close to retirement. Not only is he not retiring, he's actually at his peak.
I can't describe it. It was so, like, awesome.
Yes.
The last record was on October 8th of 2022, set by Rajiv Ram of US. He became the oldest world number one in at the age of 38 years old. Now, Rohan Bopanna has become world number one at the age of 43 years old.
Wow!
Wow, I think it's going to be really tough for anybody to beat that record, yeah. Right? All right, and on to one other news story that I was talking about earlier, also from the world of tennis. This weekend in the Australian Open, men's singles, do you know who won it?
Yes, Jannik Sinner. He defeated Novak Djokovic in the semifinals. He became the youngest player to win the Grand Slam.
Yes, the weekend at Australian Open had so many records. So, Jannik Sinner became the youngest ever to win.
At the age of 22.
Yes, at the age of 22. He's the youngest ever to have won. And at the same time, at 43... the same weekend, Rohan Bopanna became the oldest ever to be the world's number one in men's doubles. The weekend had so many records, such interesting records in the world of tennis, right? Yeah.
Of course, Rohan Bopanna was partnered with his Australian partner, Matthew Ebden.
Yeah. Did you watch the match or at least snippets of it?
Yes, I had watched snippets of him. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Did you feel that Rohan Bopanna seemed like a 43-year-old?
No, I thought he was way older than that.
Oh, you thought he was way older than that? No, I'm not asking because of all the grey hair that he has. I'm asking about the way he played.
On basis of fitness, he was young.
Super young, right? Yeah, absolutely. For those of our listeners who would like to see a couple of minutes of the match where Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden won the men's doubles at Australian Open, I'll leave a link to the YouTube video in the show notes below, which brings us to the next interesting part of this podcast channel, and that is the quiz time. Do you like quiz time?
Yes, I love quiz.
You love quizzes? Do you love quizzes even in your school?
Yes.
You do? Okay, very interesting. All right. So here are three questions based on what you and I just spoke. So this quiz is not really for either one of us. It's more for our listeners to know if they've been paying attention to what we've been speaking. Question one, who is the world's oldest number one seeded men's doubles player who recently won the Australian Open men's doubles?
Rohan Bopanna.
Question number two. Who, according to Arjun, is the real GOAT in the world of football?
According to me, it is Messi.
Question number three. Who was the tennis player who created a record of having won a Grand Slam title at the Australian Open men's singles at the youngest age?
Yannick Sinner.
Before I wrap up, I just wanted to tell you a story about Yannick Sinner. You know, after he won the medal and the trophy, he went back home to Italy. So he's from Italy. He went back home, and he's the first Italian to have won a Grand Slam title, I think, after nearly 50 years.
Oh.
Yeah, so there was a huge crowd when he landed. There were lots of Italians on the street celebrating his win.
Yes.
And he was whisked off directly to meet the Prime Minister of Italy. Her name is Giorgia Meloni. And so he went, he met her and she was very thrilled and they shook hands and all of that. And then she said, look, I want to take you, you know, into the president, prime ministerial suite or whatever with all the other cabinet ministers. And she said, I want to show you something on the TV. And she turned the TV on. What do you think she showed him?
I think she showed him how well he played, all who was the one who won the Grand Slam 50 years ago.
Very interesting. I don't know if she showed the game of the person who last won it from Italy 50 years ago, but what she did was she played the last few minutes of his match to him. You know, if you won a match, would you like to go back and watch it again, those winning moments with your mom or dad?
Yes, sure. I would like to watch, because at that point when I'm playing the game, I don't know how I'm playing. So I'll of course love to watch it again.
Yeah, much more patiently and relaxed. We can relive all of those moments, yes, without the tension, because now we know the outcome.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful.
Here's a riddle for all of our listeners. Just like you call a group of lions a pride, a group of monkeys a troop, what do you call a group of high society people who get together in a place? Hint, hint, this is related to one of the things that you use to play the game of tennis. If you know the answer to this, and if you're listening to this on Spotify, just scroll right down below, you'll find a place where I've left this clue and you can hit the reply button and give me the answer. If you're listening to this anywhere else, send me your answer via email at hello@wsnt.in. Thank you, Arjun. I had a wonderful time chatting with you. For all of our new listeners out there, every episode on What's New Today comes out on Monday and Friday. Our episode formats are changing. We're going to bring in more of games like 20 questions, some like Liar Liar, Pans on Fire. Stay tuned. And if you're like Arjun and would love to come and participate in all of these shows and chat with me, you can register to become a co-host on this show by using a link right down in the show notes. Thanks for listening.